This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. My name is Lisa. How may I assist you today? Thank you for calling Best Buy. My name is Lisa. How may I assist you today?
I'm sorry, would you like my FMS number?
I would love your FMS number.
I'm sorry. I got a coworker that's so loud next to me.
Okay.
The number is 742-03936.
Just a moment, please.
Did you get the FMS number? I'm sorry.
My computer is going in and out, so just give me a moment, please.
Okay. Not a problem. I just thought I went on mute for a minute.
No, you didn't go back on mute. My computer keeps doing that. It's not you.
Okay. Just to give you a little background history, it looks like they have called twice about the same situation about the customer is trying to reschedule for the 23rd. I see in the notes that they put it in here twice. I don't know exactly what else he wanted me to do, so that's why I reached out to you guys to see if you can go ahead and schedule it for that date.
Okay, just a moment, please. Alrighty. You want to verify the customer's name and address for me, please?
Yes. Shawnee Ekstrom, 12 Mangrove. I don't even know what that means. PT. St.
Point. Uh-huh.
Okay. St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg, Florida, 33705.
Okay. And I have the customer phone number is 360-507-1738.
Correct.
Alrighty.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. And you're saying they're trying to do what now? Can you?
I have two previous notes on the account saying that they were calling to reschedule the appointment for the 23rd.
Uh-huh.
Because the customer, I guess, is not ready for... Right.
Right, uh-huh.
So, I'm trying to see if you guys can go ahead and put it for the date of the 23rd.
Now, I don't know if it's going to let me. I can try.
Because I try and I know it's not going to let me.
Okay, let me try.
Because after this, I don't know what else to do because it's been notated twice already.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on. A moment.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if it'll let me It won't let you reschedule it.
Mm-mm. This is the third call they have made about this particular order, and I'm assuming that no one is able to do it because. Let me see. One was made, I think, by Best Buy. One coming.
Right now, it won't let me do it because it's showing it's in transit. It's showing that it's in transit.
Hold on, let me see.
And if it's in transit, it won't allow us to reschedule anything in transit.
It's supposed to have been canceled. Let's see. It won't even allow me to do a service call. In order to close it, we have to put in a service call. And it won't even let me close the order. So I'm assuming that's why Best Buy called or notated the account. It says customer has requested to reschedule order to the 23rd. Customer is not home to accept delivery. Reached out to XPO to update delivery team. Awaiting to get items checked back in.
I'm trying to see if it'll let me do anything with it.
I don't even know what to do at this point.
That's the 23rd on that. See, for today's date, it won't let me do anything with it because...
Okay, now which one is it for? Let me see if I can close it. Because they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 things that are open. So which one do I need to close?
The one that for today. The ones that's for today. Just
all
the one
of them.
That you're trying to...
It has 6 for today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. For today, one was appliance Holloway. One
okay,
was
just the one. 6, 4. Yes.
I don't even see one for. What are we rescheduling? First of all.
Okay, just the installs.
The installs.
Mhm.
You don't say anything about an install.
you want to get the ones that's you just want to reschedule the ones that we're trying to get the installs done on, right?
Okay,
that's what she's trying to reschedule because everything else, her product is already on the truck, already rescheduled.
Okay, so which ones are those? Is it the dishwasher?
All the install is what she's trying to reschedule, right? Am I right?
I have no idea.
Let me see.
2, 3, 8.
Okay.
Because all
of her product is already in reschedule status.
Okay, so do I need to do all 6 of them since everything was delivered to her?
Everything is already delivered to her. Let me tell you, hold on. Okay, so I'm looking at her install for a cooktop needs to be in rescheduled status. Everything that went out that you guys, the Holloway, everything that you guys went out there today for the install needs to be completed. No, it needs to be in rescheduled status.
Rescheduled, okay.
Not completed. Please don't.
Now the 23rd is not available.
Oh.
That's the
problem.
Well, yeah,
that's going to be a problem then.
All the dates in the yellow is grayed out. Yep.
Oh, well, that's going to be a problem then.
We don't have a date until... Oh, it don't even give me a date. Wow. I've never seen anything like this. Wow.
Yeah, when you guys are busy like that and y'all don't have anything available, yeah, I've seen it before. If you
it's
guys
nothing available. Nothing.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
So what am I supposed to do? Because nothing is available.
If you guys don't have anything available, what they're going to have to do is either you'll have to send an email asking if they can open something, or she's going to have to wait.
Okay. Well, all I can do is try to send them an email, let them know that we don't have any available dates open. Can they open the date for the customer? Is that what I need to say? This is in Illinois. Illinois is in the north region. So would it be ETA request or earlier date request?
Well, if the customer,
or it says, okay, one of my managers just getting